Ananda has influenced here his past life or his future life. The talk about Vivekananda and this and that is not true. In your country, fortunately, that opposition was not there. There was no influence of Vivekananda's class mind. Here, among the educated class, there is influence of deception. Vivekananda or Vindran. That is upon defect. But in the mass, there is no influence. In the class, educated class. Because educated class means why no man means and Vivekananda allows it. That is why. Vivekananda has no distinction of equal. Is any all Brahma. Allah, you are Nara. Go to Narayana. So Narayana is going in the belly of Narayana. What is wrong? One Narayana is going, being absorbed by another Narayana. But he is not agreeable, he is eaten by a tiger, another tiger Narayana.
But
they have to say, the tiger? Yes.
One Narayana
is being absorbed. There is one respectable tree there in an hour. I said, why do I eat it? You just find that it is very serious, man. Well, you are just like my father, it's still an emperor. You know, what is wrong? Nana. Brahma. So, one Brahma is going into the belly of another Brahma. Brahma being absorbed, Brahmati. So, that was so dangerous to it. But still, we shall not hesitate to pick on their face. But, because they are making propaganda should be peaceful. but I become very much agitated with this nonsense. I know that you can have so many
Nothing.
I don't know. Thank you. Well, there's those blankets. That you need? Bring my bread. Bread. Stay up with us. Okay. Time and music. Sit down in the comfort of
God's temple, what human wants, and what kind of life he wants, so that he can be then.
Not upon that. Spread separate. You have no bedsheet?
Yes.
Bedsheet you can spread. The human demand is happiness.
Thank you, sir. But happiness means, you see, it is always happy.
Yes, the thing is, what is that happiness? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sukham aptam sukham jat tat otendriya grayam. The absolute happiness or the perpetual happiness or the greatest happiness is that which is enjoyed by supernatural senses.
Would they be sent by all the senses, mind, intelligence?
Oh, yes, everything. But they are supernatural. Yes. Not in this condition.
Not
condition.
You see, no way, it is said that when a person is happy with the self, happy with others.
No. Try to understand. He has got his senses. These senses are now covered with the coating of material conception of life. Therefore, the sense pleasure is not complete or perfect. Just everyone has got. Now you have got your chance. Now this tongue, when it is coated, you cannot taste the thing.
Yes, I understand.
This coating is Maya.
Whatever we can do, what we need to do. Yes. You see, why we are becoming used in our senses, our mind, feelings, our perceptions,
these are living, symptoms of living conditions.
Living conditions. So, but we are not affecting here which is most required and most precious for our use. Because it is abundant and it will be given to every person at all the times, places and circumstances. Therefore, we do not keep it under lock and key. This kind of thing, though we have...
There is no question of Western is there.
No, I was in thinking of materialism and spiritualism, I was talking on that point. You see, I don't want to say some name, but yes, because you see, there's no what kind of stuff they want. Or in a very simple way, because they are called only after.
No. If you study the whole thing in that way, Western, Eastern, there is no question of Western, Eastern. It is a question of the living entity.
Yes, how to live in a such a way where there is no fear of other things, as well as there is no strategy to conceal an opening that man becomes blind.
That is the point.
That is the point.
Yeah.
And for that, what kind of recognition will be?
That I am going to explain. That, that is one line. Sukham astam sukham jatat hotim dhya dhrayam. This sukham astam sukham is being set both by the Western, Eastern, everyone. In cats, dogs, everyone. But the cats and dogs, animals, they cannot adjust. What is that astam sukham sukham? But human beings can. So, human beings, there is no question of Eastern and Western. It is a question of degree only. But actually everyone is searching after that perpetual happiness. So it is a problem for everyone.
Yes.
And that problem can be solved by Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness.
This is a rough estimation.
Now, how Krishna consciousness can solve this problem, that is a detailed thing. But this is a fact. It is not the question of Eastern question. It is the problem of all living entities.
Yes.
Not even human life. Even animal life. There are 8,400,000 of different kinds of bodies. So this is a problem for everyone. Now, if other species of life than the human form, they cannot solve. They have no power. But if human being can solve.
Yes.
And that solution is to suffer.
What do you mean by that?
That is a detailed question. How it can
be? No, but your ugly satisfaction would be past,
You never satisfied without Krishna
consciousness. But I remember,
What do you mean with that time?
That time means at the time of Krishna. Worldly completely.
At the time of Krishna, we are taking simply. The portion of the time of Krishna was present. You are saying about that. But Krishna is present always.
If you say that, that way, then you get. When you. That's why
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ratoham of the country. I am the test in the water. Now this test in the water is perpetual. When Krishna was physically present, or Krishna is not physically present. This is a perpetual fact. Is it not?
Yes.
Do you think the test in the water is different when Krishna is present and the test of water is different now?
No, it cannot be.
Similarly, he says, Prabhasmi Sasishuja, I am the shining of the sun and the moon. In this way, if you study what is Krishna consciousness, then you find that Krishna consciousness is the only solution for that as perpetual state of habit.
Then
we are
doing
this,
therefore
you
become confused because
you
never got
formation. No, there is name, how you are confused. If your name is Mr. But you do not know the name, that is confusion.
So because so many
people
have
been put into these things. But that is in the after you said there are so many names of God. Out of all of them, Krishna is the principle. There is God's name is given. That's why Krishna appears as the son of Bodhidev. Therefore it's called Bhakti. Krishna played in Vrindavan as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Jasoda. Therefore it's called Jasoda. Krishna acted as the driver, chariot driver, therefore he's known as Parthasarathi. So his name All these names are according to his different activities. So he has got unlimited activities, and therefore he has got unlimited names. So out of all these names, Krishna is the supreme or the prime. Because Krishna means all aspects. Krishna means all. So God, if God is not all attractive, he cannot be God. Mm-hmm. One God is attractive for me, another God is attractive for me, he is not supreme God.
We take the name of the God or anything, he is to achieve the supreme happiness. Or that is
the supreme happiness is divine thing. We are talking of God's name. First of all, let us understand. God's name, we have defined God's name according to God's activity. Then Madhusudan, because it kills the demon Madhu, therefore his name is Madhusudan. Madhava. Because he is the husband of goddess of fortune. Ma means goddess of fortune. Therefore is Madhava. All the names you analyze. Similarly, Krishna is also the name of God because he is all aspects. Now, how we can deny that God is not all aspects? Is it possible? God is all attractive. Can you deny this fact?
Yes, because we are all attractive.
Yes, Kamasundaram means his black is still, he is so beautiful that thousands of people cannot be compared with. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. Kandarpa koti. People, he is supposed to be the most beautiful. But about Krishna, it is stated that Bhinam Kannantam Aravinda Dalayatasam Varahavasam Samasitam Buddhasundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Sobham Govindamadi Puritam Samangalaya. Bhinam Kannantam, he is playing on flute. Aravinda Dalayatasam, his eyes are just like petals of the lotus flower. Varahavasam, he has got a bit of feather on his head. Masitamuda, and his collar is just a black cloud. Sundarangam. But his beauty, total beauty, is Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. Still the beauty, we are black, we say blacky, we think that somebody is blacky, he's not beauty.
Then that's also charming.
Yes. But it still is still charming. Because it is all personal. We cannot compare the blackish. It is simply given an idea that it is like blackish cloud. But immediately he says, it still, Kannat Pakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govinda Madhi Puritam Samahamaya. So, God has many names. According to your perception, you can have God's name also. But out of all those names, many thousands and unlimited different kinds of names, Krishna is the principal. Because Krishna means all it. So you cannot say God is not all attractive. And if you use that term all attractive, this is the word. Krishna.
What I was trying to...
So the difficulty is, don't try to invent something about God. That is not good. You have to check the version of the chapter. That is the important. If you invent something, try to speculate on something, it will not be subjective.
I am not using either I am speculating or I am trying to come to the human perspective. Now, so many want happiness. Happiness is kept because of
that material thing.
Material thing.
Yeah.
So we want because we want to get it. One is nature, two nature, and there is so big, broad part of it. Now, when even family, when there is so much material in your own,
that is not happiness.
And it's coming to
the happiness. Now, one part is that farming or begging, beg more or steal, that is not happiness. Because to acquire a standard of happiness, you have to beg. You have to earn, or you have to steal, that is not happiness.
So, whatever, as long as a man lives, there are four days.
But we are not talking of as long as man lives. He lives eternal.
Yes, he lives eternal. Bondage.
No. Bondage for so long, you act in this material bondage.
In some
and first of all, you have to understand the spiritual.
Yes, even the spiritual form, one has to live in certain form. Without music.
That is natural form. That is not a conventional form. Just like you have dressed yourself with black coat. That is not, it is not your natural form. So, material.
Has it spent no one?
Huh?
Has it spent no one?
Has spent?
Has it spent not a one?
Spent for you.
It's
yes, no one.
Without it, you see, I mean.
Everything is desired, it is present in you.
No. Even the state has got certain form.
Yes.
Though it may be accepted.
Yes, yes.
Though mind has got no form outside, but mind has a form.
The spirit has a form.
Intelligence and all these are abstract things.
Yes. These are different portions.
Yes.
Just like you have got your form, therefore your coat has got a form.
I was thinking in this form.
Don't think like that one. First of all, try to understand. Because you have got a form, your coat has got a form.
Yes.
You try to understand.
Yes, water though may not have form, but he has got
form. No, I may not. You try to understand practically. He has got a form. Therefore, your heart has got a form. Your coat has got a form.
So that spirit has got form, no?
Yes.
That is what I
mean. So, because originally you have got hands, your coat has got hands. Because originally you have got hands, your heart has got hands. So this form, the material form which you are seeing, it is coating only.
The material form of what?
You mean everything.
No, you mean for effect.
Yes.
That is what I say. Only effect will have certain form.
Not certain form. He has got his original form.
Original means all the we are getting from the eternal.
Yes. Eternal you have got a form.
From the eternal we have got certain, we have got certain form.
That is material. What other form, that is material. But you have got an original spiritual form.
The spiritual form is there, but if you do the want, man has taken this form.
This form is being developed according to your mental condition.
Mental conditions are due to want.
Subtle form.
Those are, again, if you do want.
Due to one? Yes.
Are these forms due to one?
Yes.
And
that one, because you are in material condition.
Every person in a material condition, spirit and matter, remains in this material, because both are there.
Yes.
Remains there.
Yeah.
Now, all this
spirit has got no material form. Spirit has got spiritual form.
Spiritual form, but
yet also because he has come just like you have accepted this kind of form. I have got a different kind of form. He has got a different kind of court.
According to
them, they so I got Saturn's court. This is material.
Mm-hmm.
But originally, spiritual form is the same as you have got, I have got, he has got
them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just like
that is original.
Now only, I was asking, because of his desire, it will be tall, or it will be or it will love, or it will hurt. Now, question of earning or do, the definition is not here,
the question of earning comes so long you have got this material form.
But from this
spiritual form, there is no question of earning.
In what way do you even live in the spiritual
form? That you have to know. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi. That spiritual form means complete blissfulness, complete knowledge, and eternity.
Surya.
Surya, yes.
In that Surya,
this is Surya life. Complete blissfulness, complete knowledge, and eternity.
God is the creation of the world. God is the creation of Surya Bhava. Beyond that, when both of you are the creation of the world or other, it is same for the creation of Jesus. And that means
matter is all of them.
We want to live and enjoy the abundant universe and all these things. So, in what perfect form? Because everywhere in every city there is a temple. Now, how everything should take? Universal form
will come
to the
best.
That is the point. Now,
don't talk of universal, first of all, talk of your form. Try to understand your form, then go universal. You are not separate. Are you not separate? Then why are you talking with me? Are you not separate with me? Why you have come to any correct form? First of all, try to, are you not separate from me?
In material body?
Anyway. Are you not separate from me?
Yes, every block is separate from me.
That's all.
But yet,
every individual person is separate from one another. Every individual person. So how do you say they are one?
Every individual is separate, but when you come in the frame, every person until it is the best, it cannot be the best.
Yeah.
That is
possible. Even they don't think that when that stage will come, there will be no individuality. Thinking will be there. Individuality will be there. But there will be no disagreement.
Individuality will be there for the self as well as for all.
Yes.
That is why. Now, how that kind of living, or what kind of living is that?
That we have to learn from the authorized Vedic leaders, we cannot imagine. You cannot speculate. You have to learn from authority.
Authority?
Yes. Suppose if you want to go to Germany, and now you have no idea how the German people live out there, how they hold your custom. So you have to learn. Here is a boy in Germany. You have to learn from him what kind of life there is. Similarly, there is a life like that. Now, what kind of life that is, we have to ask from the person who has realized that life.
There are two things. Until this material, we are based on this material life, this origin is different. That means we can available to everyone, just like there. There we do not see the air and the air locking. There is no dust of time, no dust of energy, no dust of resources. Only that is that we have no clear definition for neither in the advance or under the present. Therefore, to the reader, the Panini always is in the influence of his God only because of power or our other things, and therefore we have become confused. So, from Buddha's time, we wanted that we know sickness, old age, and death, etc. But it is continuing, there is no such confusion, there it is not.
But well, how do you respect these words of Lord Buddha? That's the name.
Oh, I was thinking that he took to the diffusion.
Lord Buddha, we have to accept him as an authority. Lord Buddha. Now, he gives the idea that no misery. So, how do you accept these words of Lord Buddha?
No, I do not, because that was not, has not come into
implement. Yes. That means he was giving, that thing in spiritual life, not in this life.
Yes. So I wonder that if we can see when we are free from this, when we do not fight down the air, we fight down the things which are easier. And why there is a challenge? Because we are not from we want to know. Therefore, there is a challenge. Now, if we think on that point, and all this is clear, then when there is no want of life of material being, then we are, every person rises himself from the material.
First thing is, may I ask your name?
Bathel.
Bathel.
Yeah. Bathel. I take one yogi after.
Bathel.
Bathel.
Bathel. You belong to this province?
No, I came from Saint Karachi.
Oh, Bathel. So, Mr. Vatajan, this process, this transcendental knowledge, superhuman knowledge, you cannot think, first of all. You cannot think. You have to learn.
Realize
after learning from the others.
Because you learn this question, I was from 1939, then I got a little trouble in interest and I thought, well, I was very fond of my father, he died when I was only 10. I thought on what is death and all these things, and what is it like, do I really, I think, from the point of view, and thought, what is, why are you all humanity suffering all these things? It is these questions in my mind, and with others, I thought on this problem. We can go, we can go. So, we can go, this will appear as in this position and in a material. But, in silence, it is a spiritual element, it is there. But I have to believe it is not thought for any individual or for any sense, it is thought for all humanity, all the world, so that we can bring that kind of life.
Now, but you are thinking from your side.
Not from my, as a human being, as a particular person, but as of the own humanity.
The spiritual knowledge is called tat knowledge, tat, om tat tat.
Om tat tat. Om
Brahmatman. Yes, om tat tat. So the tat knowledge is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Tad vidhi. Tad vidhi. Panipatana. Panipatana, you understand? Panipatana. Karana. So tad vidhi, if you want to understand the transcendental knowledge, then you have to accept this process, panipatana. Panipatana means surrender. And surrender means there must be somebody to whom you
surrender.
There are two, and not alone. So you cannot alone think of that knowledge. You have to surrender to somebody.
There is
the process.
There are two kinds. There are two kinds of giving the knowledge.
Bhakti is a process.
No,
bhakti is not knowledge.
No,
not that knowledge you acquire by your self consciousness. And bhakti is the pure activities of the senses.
No question
of bhakti. That is the process. If you want to know about stuff, then that is the process. You have to surrender. So now we think that I can think of, I have got power to yourself.
That the consideration of myself, I am thinking, that is not there.
Then who is thinking? Then don't use abstract knowledge. As soon as you are thinking, you are thinking.
That sometimes thinking, when you are listening inside you, thinking
something. Anyway, listening or thinking is a different process of acquiring knowledge. But you are doing that.
Then my outer form is doing that.
Yes.
But
in our form, what is that in that form? You are in that form. Your outer, your coat is not thinking. Your heart is not thinking. What is by, you mean by outer inward? Inward you are. Outward your coat and heart. Do you think your coat and heart is thinking? You are thinking.
Yes. I am thinking, but you see what's happening.
There is no but. You are thinking.
What? Yes. I am thinking, one is at the lower level and one is...
That is another thing. Either in the lower level or in the higher level, you are thinking.
Yes, all right.
Therefore, because you are thinking in the lower level, therefore your thinking is impossible. So, to be in higher level, you have to surrender to your higher personality.
I am
better
than that.
Huh? That's why the child is thinking something. He's thinking is lower level. But when he inquires from his father, that is higher level. The same thinking is he. At one stage, his thinking is lower level. In another stage, his thinking is higher level. But thinking all of
his. That thinking is his own.
The top knowledge is higher. So therefore, he has to accept that top knowledge from a higher level personality.
Yes.
Not from by yourself, because you are in the lower level.
So how do you know lower level and higher level?
Because you do not know. Therefore, why you are thinking? Because you do not know.
No,
then there is no question of asking you. Then you think yourself. Actually, you try to understand the principle. Why you have come to ask me?
I'm not asked, but
just... Because you are thinking on the lower level.
No, no, to consider only. Not to ask.
Why consider? Consider does not mean that you have thought something in lower level, I have to confirm that.
Not
even that. Then, if you are thinking right, if you are thinking on the higher level, there is no question of coming to me.
There is no question of coming or going to me. Just it was that...
Anyway, inquiry.
No. If you are there is no meaning that into the level or the lower level of higher level.
No. There is. There is. Higher level, lower level, there is. As soon as there is thinking, feeling and willing, these are the activities of the mind. And there is higher level, lower level.
We are missing the main trick of the whole thing.
The main thing is that you are not missing. The point is that if you continue to think on the lower level, then how can you reach to the higher level?
What is the thing? What is the
thing
of the higher and lower?
You do not know.
Let us
see
what is the highest.
A child is thinking.
No, let us think of what is the
highest. That we have to learn from the highest man.
Let us
hear. That is Bhagavad Gita. That's why Bhagavad Gita says that you understand the transcendental knowledge by surrender. So if you do not surrender, there is no possibility.
I might have
surrendered myself through my own... That is another foolishness. You are thinking lower level, and how you can surrender yourself? And how you can get her advanced? Your surrender means a superior person. As soon as you call surrender. And without this, there is no possibility. That with the Panipatena, Paniprasena, Sivaya, Upadakshanti, Tad Gyanam. Gyanina, Tattva Darshana. So we have to accept these principles, otherwise, how it can be made? There is no possibility. That's why if you want to be educated, you have to be admitted to an institution, a school, and a college. If you say, I shall be educated at home, that's not possible.
Many.
This is a general process.
General
prospects sometimes have changed. No, I said, schools are going on, colleges are going on.
Therefore, they are caring also the
education. That's still, if they are not closed.
So,
you know,
today is
the condition. That is another theory. Yes. But the process is, anyway, our basic process, tad-vijjana samsa gurumeva avijate, in order to understand top knowledge, one must approach the spiritual master. That says, if you don't accept these principles, then how can make progress? Tasmat guram prabhadveta jijyasu sev samam. If you don't accept these principles, there is no possibility. Then you can go on thinking in your own way. There is no question of going to anyone. You make yourself perfect by thinking, as many are doing, speculating. That is possible, but never to the perfect level.
Perfection, you see, what is the category of perfection?
That you have to learn. From the higher authority.
So, how do we know?
That is another thing. Who is the higher authority? That you have to search out. There is no question, sir. Krishna is accepted higher authority, not only by us, but big acharya, like Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya. Those were guiding our Vedic life in India. Chaitanya. So Krishna is accepted higher authority. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Matta parataro nasi. There is no more higher authority than me. That if you don't accept Krishna as a higher authority, that is your business. But we accept Krishna as a higher authority.
Something is coming in that way, because Krishna, and that was what did you say in a particular time or something?
No. Authority means it does not mean a time.
No, before that, you see that time.
No, first of all, that authority means
for
all. That is
all. No, but later, Buddha is like that.
Yes, obvious. Now, anyway, to make that thought, so far we are concerned, we have declared International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Process of propaganda is that Krishna is the highest office. That is ours. You may take it that we are limited. That is your business. But we are taking it. that if you don't accept Krishna as a higher authority, that there is no question of inquiring from us.
So, what is the form?
Krishna is a form. Here is Krishna's form.
Not that
form. Then what form?
What I mean, we are accepting anything.
Two,
we are bringing ourselves to a certain destination which will satisfy us all. For that we are...
There is nothing can satisfy everyone. That is not possible. There is no such thing within this material world which can satisfy everyone. There is no such thing.
Because
there may be so many because. But the fact is that there is nothing in this material world which can satisfy everyone.
There can be a method which can.
Maybe, but we do not know.
Therefore, beyond that,
we are
living, or I
just came
that...
Just like Krishna, we accept Krishna, the Supreme Authority. Krishna says, Mahamehikam saranam bhaji. We are accepting it. We are accepted. Although some others may have accepted, but you are not accepted. So therefore, even Krishna's injunction is not accepted by everyone. What is true of others? Therefore, you cannot find out within this material world anything which can satisfy everyone. That is not possible.
We are not objects.
You may think, but we have concluded that there is nothing such thing which can satisfy everyone. It is not possible. That may be an idea, but we take Krishna as the highest authority. Even Krishna's words are not accepted. That's the fact. Krishna says, you surrender unto me. So, if you person might have surrendered to me. When Krishna was present, only the Pandavas and the inhabitants of the Vrindavan and Dwarka, some of them understood that Krishna is the Supreme. But many did not accept it. Many have insulted him. Just like Sisyphus insulted him. So, even Krishna could not be accepted.
Except I accept every person. That is no question of accepting or...
Now, like Lord, I have summarized that, first of all, you have come to inquire from us that our standard of knowledge is Krishna. If you accept Krishna as the standard, a perfection or not, then there is a possibility of our topic. Otherwise, simply oversubscribe. Why should we oversubscribe? Our standard is Krishna. If you are agreeable to accept the standard of Krishna, then that is possible. Just like there is a lawyer. He goes to the lawyer, he speaks, he pleads on the standard of the law book. If somebody comes, no, I don't accept this. There is no question of argument. Both the lawyers are arguing the central point is the law book. So you must have a central point on which you shall talk. If you have no central point...
Central point of happiness is general.
Yes, yes, your point is happiness, my point is happiness.
Yes,
that is all that. But what is that happiness?
Yes.
Yes. It's like the same example can be that two litigants have gone to the court. Their aim is justice. But how that justice can be had, that is an argument. And around the point of law.
Yes.
Similarly, everyone's point is happiness. And what is the standard happiness that you have to take from some authority. That authority is accept Krishna. And if you don't accept Krishna, then you cannot come to the conclusion what is happening. You will simply waste your time. Yeah. Yes. It was sometime light was coming, sometimes that means they are adjusting. They are submitting, adjusting, as soon as it is coming to the real point, it was light. And as soon as it is not in the real point, there is no light. So it is a sign. Therefore, the Vedas say, Tad Vijnana, it is a Vijnana. It is not a theoretical, physical. It is to be learned. Just like the electrician learns how to adjust the positive and negative wire. And as soon as it is rightly adjusted, they will learn. You cannot say, no, why is it adjusted like this? It can be done like this. Or that will not give you life. You cannot speculate on the science. 2 plus 2 equals 4. You cannot speculate, can it not be 3, can it be 5? No, that is not possible. We have to accept this. 2 plus 2 equals 4. The same example. So long it was not being adjusted to the right point, there is no light. So this adjustment, suppose they will tell you in my home, for this adjustment I have to call an experienced man. You may be a lawyer, you may be a nice thinker, but so far electricity is concerned, you have to call for a mystery who may not be learned like you, but he knows the art, how to do it. Expert. Similarly, such a vast subject to understand God, you do not require the help of an expert.
I did not say that.
No, I don't mean you, anyone. For ordinary things, we have to call for an expert. To understand God, is it not necessary to approach an expert? What do you think, Manu? Therefore, the Veda says, Tadvijnanartham. In order to know that transcendental science, Sa Guru Mayama Avijasthet, he must go to a Guru. He must approach. So Guru means not bogus Guru, one who knows, expert. But one has to do that. There is no other alternate. That is the intention of every Vedic Shastra. This order is from the Kathopanishad. Then on the Bhagavad Gita, the same thing is said, be the pranipati, no? Pranipat means surrender. Surrender where? What is surrender? To a coolie? No, to a superior, first guru. Similarly, Bhagavat says, Tasmad gurum prapadreta vijnatu seya uttamam. One who is inquisitive to understand the spiritual science. Tasmad, therefore, Guru Prabhupada must surrender to Guru. That our this morning prayer to Guru. Beginning of life. Beginning of day's work. First was to him. Guru. Samsara-dāvāna-lalīra-lūpa-trāṇāya-kārinna-dhanā-dhanasyam prāptasya-kalyāna-gunārnavasya bandhi-gurasī-chalvāraya. So, in our this Vedic way of life, to accept Guru is essential. Even the big ācārya, even Krishna he accepted. Tandikunin. Lord Chaitanya accepted Guru. Ishwar Guru. They are perfect. But still, the way They abstain because they are acharya. Krishna is teaching, taking the part of the acharya. So he is also accepting. Although his fact is Krishna is going to, within a few days he lost everything. That is stated in our Krishna book. Within a few days he becomes an expert warrior, expert magician, expert yogi, so many things, all arts. But he learned from a guru. He is perfect himself. Krishna. He is called Yogeshwara. He knows all the yoga process. But he still, he is not a teacher because he is playing the part of a teacher. He told us that he must learn from guru. I am learning from guru. So any science, you cannot learn it automatically by yourself. No, that's not. Then you can create so many mental circulators from this. That is not a science. Even all sciences, they accept a formula from an authority, law of gravitation. They accept it. They're physical, so many things they discover, but accept one formula. They say this formula is given by Sir Isaac Newton. So they accept Guru. So, from all practical point of view, the things which are unknown to us, we have to accept them. For things unknown to us. Now, there is another word. Parabhavastavat abodha jata. Abodha jata. We are all born ignorant. Is it not? What do you think? Are you not born fooled? Is it not?
I
meant to say, take our present position. You are born, I am born, he is born, everyone. But are you not born foolish? What do you think? So many ways. We do not know, there is some trouble, I am crying, child is crying, the mother knows, he is suffering, he is seeking the help of the mother. Then, we are going to school, the father is training, mother is training, are you not born foolish? And the Bhagavad says, abodha jata, born foolish, everyone is born after. So if he does not get help from the authority, how can make one? You have become lawyer by sitting at home?
I wrote a book and I
did
just for 1 year.
Yes. So that is the process. So how can you deny to understand the supreme science? You can do it independently. No, that's not that. Therefore, it is the verb, the form, the text, it is called beginning. You know Sanskrit? Yes. This form of verb is, as a few also know, gachat, to vyat. The vyat. These are beginning. Beginning means that is compulsion. Is it not? He knows Sanskrit very well. Compulsion. Therefore it is said gachat. Compulsory. Sarvijnana, the transcendental knowledge. Vijnana, that is science. Sarvijnana, hum. So, Guru, eva, nishchaya, eva is nishchaya. Eva will certainly, and again the self must go. Now, just like to be educated, one must be admitted in school. Must be. Now, what kind of school he has to see, that is another thing. But he must. That's a fact. Similarly, you have to accept the Guru. Now, whom you will accept the Guru, that is another thing. But you have to eat. That is the invention of all masters, maybe process is accepted. With Upanaya, the sacred thread, Upanaya. Upa means near. And Naya means bringing. Anayanam. Coming or going like that, Nayanam. So, to go near the spiritual master, Upanaya.
Upanaya
from Swami. Yeah. And the sacred thread is a certificate that he has accepted the spiritual master. That is our very future. Identity. Thread. Sacred thread. There is Upanaya. This sanskar is called Upanayan sanskar. Upanayan means he has gone near the spiritual mind. That's what he is now doing. Second one. When he goes, a person goes to the spiritual master, that is his second one. Because he is born fully. Take birth by the combination of father and mother, and that is material birth, that is a birth of ignorance. Just like animal. The animal also takes that birth in that way. There is no different process. He takes life. So what is the difference between animal and man? They are Upanaya. Bija. Unfortunately, there is no sanskara at the present moment. So, therefore they remain Shudra. Shudra means fourth class. To have a fourth class man can speculate on the science of God.
Shudra Dharma 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 Dhar
Everyone is born Sudra. But if one does not accept this sanskar, he remains a Sudra. Not that Sudra are not allowed to say so. Then how it is Jagannatha is a Sudra? There are many instances. But this very word, by birth one is Sudra. So there is no discrimination. That you are not Sudra, I am not Sudra. By birth, above the jhap. Because he is born foolish. That's it. Now, by sanskar, by culture, by education, he becomes a Jiva, second birth. The practical example, these European and American students, they are doing all nonsense. But since they have come to Guru, their life is reformed, therefore they are legal. Sanskara bhavet viga. Viga part. Now, when he becomes viga, then he is allowed to study Vedas. Not as a Sudra. When he says Sudra has no right to study Vedas, then he will not be able to understand. That's why you become lawyer, but the condition is unless you become graduate, unless you have graduated yourself, you cannot enter Sanskara. That does not mean law is prohibited for anyone. It is open for everyone. But first of all, you make yourself a university graduate, then enter law. Similarly, everyone is Sudra.
That is the standard of mind.
Huh?
That particular standard of understanding
Sudra. Yes. So unless he has got samskara, he is enlightened by cultural knowledge. He, unless he has become Vigo, then there is no authority for spreading Veda. Vedupata. After one has become Vigo, then he is allowed to study Veda. Janmana jayate sudra samskara bhavet Vigo, Vedupata bhavet Vipra. Vipra. Then he becomes a gradual increase. From Sudra, he comes to Vigo, then Vipra. And after being Vipra, after carrying all the Vedas, when he realizes Brahma, then he's Brahma. Brahma Janati is Brahma. So this Krishna consciousness moment is there. Gradual process. Gradual process and to making a qualified Brahman. And when he becomes Brahman, then he knows Brahma, then he makes spiritual progress. Without, therefore, without becoming Brahman, nobody can make spiritual progress. That is the door of spiritual knowledge. Then he makes progress. So after understanding Brahma knowledge, then he comes to Paramatma knowledge, then he comes to Bhagavad knowledge. Yes. Yes. So, this is scientific process, this is vijnana, tad-vijnana. And the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Jnanam Vijnana Sahitam. Jnanam Vijnana Sahitam. To be Vijnana is time. Jnanam
is knowledge.
Yes, Vijnana is practical application.
When you apply Jnanam.
Yes, that is Vijnana. So Jnanam knowledge, such knowledge is, what is God? What is God and what is my relation with Him? This is knowledge. Then you, when you act according to that knowledge, that is good. When you understand fully, well, that God is great, and I am a small, minute part and parcels of God, and then you understand that the part and parcels duty is to serve the whole. Is it not?
Yes.
Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. Its duty is to serve the whole body. Similarly, if we accept it, if we understand that I am part and parcel of God, then my duty is to serve God. But people are being misled that he is thinking God himself. Although he is under so many restrictions and strictures of the material nature. Takisekyamanani gunintarvani sarvasa ahankara vimura. He's so foolish and rascal that he is still in the middle. Ahankara vimurasa takta aham niti mannate. He is strictly under the stringent laws of material nature. But still he is thinking falsely that I am supreme, I am independent. So therefore surrender is that I am not supreme. That is knowledge. That is knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavan Janvanavan says Janavan Tripadvati. After many, many births of this speculation, when actually he becomes Janavan, wise, then he surrenders. Vasudeva is the ceremony. Samahatma Smith. So, unless we surrender, so long we think that I am independent, I am God, I am supreme, these are all we. What do you think? It is illusion, simply illusion. If I am God, how have I become so much dependent on the laws of material nature? Why I have accepted this body, which I do not want? What kind of order? The whole world is full of these ideas. So this movement is a revolutionary movement. Krishna Kanha.
He does not know what is the meaning of God.
He does not know what is the meaning of God. He thinks that God is something plaything. Therefore he claims that I am God. He does not know what is God. Therefore God personally saying, he is telling Krishna, what is God? See. God is from very beginning God. Krishna is from the birth is God. He hasn't got to meditate, he hasn't got to go to the forest and to become God. He's God.
God is
not God is man. God is never man. God is God.
But
what? Jiva is the father of the man. That is your calculation. Jiva is this, or means this, this means this. That you can interpret in some way. But God is God. God is great. Brahma. Brahma means great. Parabrahma. The greatest. Parabrahma, param dhama, pavishram, param bhavam. That is Krishna. Is it not stated in the Bhagavad Gita?
Before the birth of Lord Krishna, Lord exists according to the temporal.
Therefore you have to learn what is the birth of Krishna.
Yeah.
You do not know. Janma karma may be drunk, you cannot have to stop it. You do not know what is the birth. You think that like ordinary man, he has taken birth. Otherwise, why does he say, Janma karma may be drunk, you cannot have to stop it. Nobody knows that is his birth. He thinks he's just like a child to David, that the sun rises from the eastern side. Therefore, eastern side is the father of sun. Is eastern side father of the sun? Sun is always there. But you see in the morning, it is appearing from the eastern side, that's all. It is your angle of vision. Not that sun is born, we are taking birth from the eastern side. Sun is always there in the sky. Similarly, Krishna is always there. But to the foolish person, it appears that he is born. Ajobi, son of Abhyatma. Ajobi, I am no man. Ajo, this very word is used. Ajobi, son of Abhyatma. Bhutana is Ropi. So how you can compare Krishna's birth to his ordinary birth? If anyone knows what is Krishna's birth, he becomes liberated. Janma karma apne jibbam jo jana ati tat. So that knowledge is not tattata knowledge. The Krishna's birth. Krishna's birth is every moment. Like that sun. Now here it is not sunshine. But in another place, and the sunshine is there. But is that the birth or when the sun will rise here, that will be birth. This will be birth of sun. Yes, it is already there. But when you see that it is birth. The sun rises, it is already somewhere. And the sunset is also already somewhere. But in your angle of vision, there is no sun. So this is going on. Similarly, Krishna's birth every moment. Krishna's disappearance every moment. Krishna's existence every moment. You have to learn that. That's what Krishna says. Janma karma me dibbam. That's it. जो जाना भी सकता है एनी वन हू नोज इट परफेक्टली इन ट्रूथ ही बिकम्स लॉर्ड. इफ यू हैव नो अंडरस्टैंड देन यू आर लिबरेटेड. But Krishna knowing is not so easy. Manushanam sahasresu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatamati siddhanam kaschid deshimam tata. It's very difficult to understand Krishna in truth. Then how one can understand? That is also stated. Vakshyamam avijanati javan jatyam tata. Not by speculation of knowledge. Vakshya. And what is that bhakti? Annadilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abhritam anukullena krishnana silanam bhakti uttama. So these things you have to learn. Then there is possibility of knowledge. That is love. The difficulty is at the present moment, his theory is that everyone can invent his way of understanding God. He can speculate. Therefore there is chaos. There is chaos. That you want to save yourself from this chaotic condition of life, you must take the Krishna consciousness. That is our purpose. In the life. Read. End of Krishna, how much exalted he is, a great warrior. And he has the right to talk with Krishna on equal level. But still he has said to Krishna, he is Krishna Maharaj. And he said, the confusion which I have created, it is not possible for me to clear it. It is you only who can clear it. I know. Therefore I accept your system. Therefore it is required that one should know who can clear your confusion. A very much. Anyone? Anyone? Not with left hand. Don't give anything by left hand. Don't take anything. That is it. That is it. Hare Krishna. Yes.
I'm coming to you.
That's it. Oh, young guy. Young guy. If the sunlight is declared, go, 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 go. Make up for it. They are not sleeping anymore. Therefore, anyone who sleeps after sunrise is arrested. Is arrested. Yes. A child at once and early in the morning, right. That is nature. But we have created such a life that we have to break all the nation's laws and therefore we suffer. They will be rather than me, Mamma Maya Dhritta. Mommy was a Prabhupada's and one was Sarandas of Krishna. She is free, he is Ajivadi. She has her past in Maya. And those are in Maya, they are sleeping. And those are not in Maya, they are Ajivadi one. Is it not? Mommy was a Prabhupada's. Anyone who surrenders and to me, he becomes free from the Maya contaminant. Let's see, there is more of that. And then now on, just at 4 o'clock, yes.
I'm just thinking how.
Immediately. There is dang, 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 all temples. Immediately. And people are running. There are all to this beauty temple. Hundreds of people will go. Automatically. The same man who was living at home, a very degraded condition, as soon as he goes to Vrindavan, he becomes habituated to all this. Otherwise, a society association is very important.
Those beautiful birds, the peacock birds, also at this time, they are flying in trees and waking up now and make that sound.
The society is very important thing. Anything, the society, the businessman, they have got their appreciation in society to improve. Therefore, the standard of this international society will be kept very carefully. Then we will come in touch with the society and improve. Otherwise, by appreciation. And in the broad society, there are swans and there are crows. By nature. And the crows will never go to the swans, and the swans will never come to the crows. The birds have the same feather, flock feather. Yes. You have a society first. Unless you come to the Krishna consciousness society, how you can develop Krishna consciousness? The same principle. Satāṅkṣaṅgāra no bīja saṅdhita bhavanti ispanna rasāyana kathā. Bīja saṅdhita. It becomes very palatable. It's tatāṁ prasaṅgā, in the association of the world, not otherwise.